Joe Considine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Joe. How are you keeping?
I'm good.
Good stuff. You're giving away Paul Mescal. You're raffling Paul Mescal's shorts. Tell us more about this. This has grabbed the headlines over the past 24 hours or thereabouts. Tell us first of all about Paul Mescal's connections with West Clare. His father, of course, being from West Clare.
Sure, yeah. The Mescal family hail from Dromelaha, the townland of Dromelaha, which is down the road from me at home. And Paul, I suppose, has spent summers in the townland and in the area and visits his grandmother regularly now. So even though his star has risen over the last couple of years, he's still very much connected to the place and visits the family on a regular basis.
He certainly is a rising star, no question about it. Normal people, of course, on TV. And I was doing a bit of Googling this morning, and he was in the famous Denny Sausages ad down the back of the bus going to Ballyhaunas. He seems like a very nice fella, a very approachable, very helpful, very, you know, and he's going out on a limb with this because, you know, this could raise significant money for the club.
Well, it could, and you're right. He, I hadn't met him in the flesh before his visit earlier this year, and he is a very grounded, genuine person, very generous with his time with our boys who he met when he visited. His godson, Paulie Mescal's son, is part of our under nine setup, and. He came and he kicked around with them and you're right, he's a very genuine person.
The shorts, of course, made him famous, appearing in the GQ magazine, and O'Neill's apparently saw a significant increase in the sale of football shorts. How did the concept of raffling these off for funds for the club come about?
Look, anybody who is part of a committee in a GAA club in Ireland will know that you have to come up with an angle of some sort to sell tickets. And I suppose coming out of COVID, every club seemed to have a fundraiser of some sort and had, you know, great prizes to give away, whether it was a mobile home, a sunroom. To declare GAA a raffling a house. It's, you know, so you have to find an angle. And a conversation with Paulie Mescal after training one evening, I mentioned the idea of a raffle, and he just dropped the possibility that Paul might be around and he might do something for us, and really kind of went from there. Now I have to say that the Paul Mescal link has grabbed the headlines, but we have other support as well, and the idea of the raffle started as a kind of a getaway possibility for families, and our local hotels, Dunbeg, the Armada, and the Falls and the Steinman have kindly donated prizes as well. We also have a prize from our local whiskey company, JJ Corrie and Louise McGowan there, who you probably
is well known to Clare Caroline Club, very well, yeah.
And Flynn family, who hail from Cree, Carmel Flynn, kindly donated a TV to us. So that's Ennis Electrical. So while Paul has been at the front of the line and has generated the interest across social media, I just want to pay tribute to all our other sponsors, Pat, as well, while I'm here. With you today.
We wish you the best of luck. It sounds like it's a great idea. What's the inscription? Remind us what the inscription on the shorts is, by the way, the signature.
The inscription is to the normal people of Curra Clare.
Brilliant.
There might be people out there who will argue there's no normal people in Curra Clare. We've been finished kicking around with the boys. Paul kind of looked for a quiet spot. And he said, well, I'll write on it. And I said, would you just tie it to the series? So he agreed to do that to the normal people of Curra Clare, and he signed it on the back of a Clean Ireland wheelie bin to top it off. So, back to your point, yes, about him being an extremely normal, genuine person. Yeah, so he was brilliant to have him, and we hope to see him again.
Okay, and how do we go about then getting involved in this raffle?
Yeah, I suppose that across social media now you'll probably find access to it, but on Curra Clare GAA Twitter and Facebook pages, there's an I Donate link. So Paddy Coyne and the I Don't Ace team have been very good to us as well. And you can get the link, click on it, and it's very easy then to donate and support our cause.
Mighty stuff.
Proceeds will go to the club and to rejuvenating our facilities, which are well overdue. You know, some work and upgrade, and it's very important that we get this done soon. So all support will be greatly welcome, Pat.
Well done, Joe. Thank you very much for your time this morning. The best of luck with it, and well done to Paul Mescal as well. It's a wonderful initiative, and well done, and hopefully you get all the funds you require for your work at Cúra Cléir.